Hello, everyone, and welcome to this TMCNet podcast focusing on Interactive Intelligence's new Communications as a Service offering. I'm Patrick Barnard, Senior Web Editor for TMCNet, and joining me today is Ro Jones, Product Manager for Interactive Intelligence. Hi, Ro, and thanks for joining us today.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Great. So, what is ININCAS offering, and CAS being Communications as a Service, and when did the company first start offering it?
Sure. Well, most of your listeners are probably familiar with the more popular term SaaS, or Software as a Service. And in a Software as a Service delivery model, organizations pay for a service on a monthly basis versus buying a premise-based solution and managing it themselves. The SaaS model itself has been applied to all sorts of different software, including CRM, email, and other applications. Well, at Interactive, we've taken that model and used our communications as a service delivery model for the various communication needs of a business, such as contact center automation. And we've been offering hosted solutions since 2001, although this product has evolved over time.
How is Interactive Intelligence's CAS data center architecture different from other hosted SaaS or cloud-based offerings?
In terms of a data center architecture, there are generally three different approaches. The first approach is a dedicated system approach. And in this architecture, each customer is configured on a dedicated system independent of other customers. And while this model works well to isolate customers from one another, it generally does drive up the costs and is difficult to maintain for the service provider. Second type is a multi-tenant approach. And in this architecture, multiple customers are configured on one system and each customer's data is partitioned from one another. While this model helps to keep costs down, it typically doesn't provide much flexibility or isolation for the end customer. One common issue with this approach is that when a new release is installed, all the customers receive this at the same time, and that can introduce unwanted instability to the system each time there is an update. Mm-hmm. At Interactive Intelligence, we use the third model, which is server virtualization. In this model, we configure several virtual servers on a single multi-core server. This approach provides the customer with the benefits of a dedicated system while allowing us, the service provider, to keep costs down and manageability high as we scale up our customer base. In addition, we are able to stagger our system updates to ensure stability.
Okay, great. Now, how is the service delivered to customers? Is it delivered via a dedicated MPLS network? And what are the advantages of having dedicated network transport?
Yes, in the previous question, we talked about the architecture approach that we deploy within the data center. And really the second part of this equation is how do we deliver that service to the end customer, whether they are located in a traditional office building or working virtual, perhaps in their home office. At Interactive Intelligence, we're a little unique in that we offer three different deployment models based upon each customer's need. And I'll do my best to go through these without having an architecture diagram.
Okay.
The first is our local control VoIP model. With this model, we offer organizations the advantages of a CAS solution while providing them the control and flexibility of an in-house system. And the approach is really fairly simple. The customer can keep their existing relationship with their telecommunications vendor and connect their phone lines into a VoIP gateway that sits on their network. Between the customer's network and our data center, we do deploy an MPLS connection. And then at the customer's site, we will place an Interactive Intelligence media server, which is really critical for keeping all of our local call traffic local to their network. Lastly, we deploy IP phones or use USB soft phones for each user. The benefits of this model are many, but just to touch on a few, all the customer data, including their call recordings, can be stored locally, and they maintain control of these sensitive customer records. Secondly, all call traffic remains on the customer's network instead of sending that over the MPLS link, and that reduces the amount of bandwidth necessary and also provides them some added security. And lastly, the customer maintains control to perform all of their system configuration for IVR, ACD, and other applications. The second deployment model I want to talk about is our remote control VoIP architecture. And this model is very similar to our local control VoIP architecture, with the exception being the telephony circuits are now located in our interactive intelligence data center. We still have an MPLS network between the customer site and our data center. And the benefits of this model is on-site equipment is minimized to just IP phones. So the media server, the SIP proxy, and the VoIP gateway are all located in our data center. Two, the management of the telco circuits are performed by interactive intelligence instead of the customer. And as in the previous model, the customer maintains control to perform all of their system configuration. And the last deployment model I want to talk about is our remote control TDM architecture. And this model is most useful for customers looking to add new capabilities to existing communications infrastructure. In this model, telephony circuits are again connected to the interactive intelligence data center. In contrast to the other two deployment models, though, there is not an MPLS circuit between the data center and the customer site. Rather, calls are delivered through a traditional PSTN lines, and the data is typically sent over a high-speed internet connection. The benefits of this model are the customer requires no on-site hardware. A VoIP-ready network is not required. And third, there's not an MPLS connection that's required as well.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Now, in addition to these flexible deployment options, what other advantages does Interactive's CAS offering have over competing systems? Perhaps you could talk about it in terms of scalability, features and capabilities, CRM integration, et cetera.
Sure. As we just talked about previously, one of the advantages we feel we have are those flexible deployment models. I think what you'll find out in the market is that most hosted vendors have a single deployment model, and that doesn't always work well for customers. I mean, the needs of a green site or a new opportunity look very different from the architecture of a customer who's utilizing existing infrastructure. So I think that's an important point to make. The second differentiator for us really is our broad set of applications that we offer, and really the fact that we have over a decade of experience deploying them. So while this isn't an exhaustive list, I did want to point out that we offer advanced multimedia ACD, multi-channel recording with scoring, blended outbound dialing, workforce management, IVR, auto attendant, CTI integration for screen pops, and IP PBX capabilities.
Okay, great.
In addition, there's one other thing that I think is critically important, and that is to point out that not only are we the service provider, but we're also the software developer for these applications. So what you might find out in the marketplace is that other hosted solutions are simply service providers who are hosting software and hardware purchased from other third parties. Therefore, they are at the mercy of the third-party vendors to supply bug fixes and prioritize new features. Lastly, the third benefit I want to talk about is we feel very unique to interactive intelligence, and that's the flexibility to easily move to an on-premise solution should your business needs change or the business climate change. All of your customizations and configuration data that you have stored in the data center can easily be migrated to your premise-based solution, and that dramatically drives down your implementation costs and provides investment protection for all of our customers.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Now tell me, how many of Interactive Intelligence's customers are now using the CAS service as opposed to on-premises deployments? And maybe you could talk a little bit about the growth that the service is seeing.
Sure. Well, we've been selling premise-based systems for close to 15 years, so obviously the vast majority of our customers are using prem-based solutions. Having said that, over the last year, we've seen substantial growth within our CAS organization, and we're continuing to see that growth within 2009. So clearly, this is an area of focus for the company, and I think this is a deployment model that's going to have some legs around it to stay for quite a while.
Okay, great. Okay, good. And could you tell me about how many customers are using the CAS offering on a hybrid basis, for example, using standalone apps or just the notification service that you offer, or using some applications in-house? You know what I mean, a hybrid model where they're using just the pieces of the solution that they want.
Sure, yeah. Earlier we did talk about our remote control TDM deployment model where a customer can utilize their existing communications infrastructure and add capabilities to that, such as ACD and other advanced contact center operations. We do have several customers that are doing just that within our CAS customer base. Something I did not mention yet is our CAS notification offerings. And our CAS notification offering really allows customers to automate their outbound appointment reminders and time-sensitive announcements that otherwise would require some type of manual calling. And more importantly, by automating this process, customers can free up resources to focus on other valuable tasks. So customers signing up for this service do not need to be running our existing communications solutions, rather that be premis or CAS.
All right, great. Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Roe, for your time today. We've been talking with Roe Jones, Product Manager for Interactive Intelligence, about the company's new Communications as a Service offering. For more information about Interactive Intelligence's new CAS offering, be sure to check out the company's website at www.inin.com. That's www.inin.com. Thank you very much, and have a great day.